Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We have spoken a lot on this show about the Great Resignation, the millions of workers who quit in the pandemic. 3 years on, many people remain out of the workforce. So where'd they go? Economists are asking this question, as is Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News, and we've got him on the line. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Mike, you know, the economists are still pouring into the numbers, trying to understand what's going on. Do we know how many workers short we are? I've come across something like 3 million workers short, but do we know?
Yeah, Scott, that's right. My colleague Michael Sasso has a really fascinating piece about this out today. And from the Federal Reserve's estimate, they believe, about 3 million workers are missing from the workforce. Basically, based on their projections, they would have expected 168 million people to be in the labor force at the end of last year. Instead, there's only 165 million. And important to sort of define what the labor force means in this case. It's people actually working, as well as unemployed people who want a job but can't find one. So, you know, there's a lot of sort of carry-on implications from this. It sort of helps explain why that unemployment rate is so low. And also it feeds into the whole inflation narrative, because there is this worker shortage. There is rising, accelerating wage growth that is feeding back into the inflation picture. So it's an important puzzle, I think, that the Fed and other policymakers are really trying to wrap their head around in order to figure out what exactly they need to do to get this inflation issue under control.
Well, and as you're describing, Mike, it seems like a lot of people perhaps who are working or looking for work are not looking anymore, and that might be part of the math here. When people started this Great Resignation, as it were, a lot of people had theories, right? Some may have stayed home for health reasons. Some maybe stayed home to take care of children. But is it clear that some people retired early, not coming back?
It definitely looks that way. The Fed estimates that more than 2 million, 2.1 million workers retired above what they would have expected since the beginning of the pandemic in 2020. And, you know, you don't actually get a lot of explanation for that in these statistics. You know, you know it happened, or at least the estimates and the projections show it happened. You don't know exactly why. I think, obviously, it shows that the economy still hasn't quite normalized from COVID. So people could be retiring early because they actually had COVID and long COVID, and just those older Americans aren't, in any shape to get back into the workforce.
Yeah.
Also, you know, the financial markets were so strong after COVID that it might have incentivized some to retire early because their savings, their nest eggs were doing well enough that, you know, they could knock a few years off of their the time they needed to work to fund that retirement. Obviously, last year changed that story quite a bit with the bad markets. So, probably a little from column A and a little from column B explains it all.
Yeah. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, Scott.